This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Bolker up here on the top row. We're ready to get this one out of the way. The Calhoun Warriors decked out in their white uniforms with the red numerals, red and black trim, taking on the Purple Panthers of Litchfield in their purple uniforms with the white numerals and white and black trim. Calhoun will win the tip, and they'll take it over on the wing to Kobe Clark. Clark will bring it back up top to Corey Nelson. Nelson back over to Clark. They'll work it back and forth across the top. Now to the left wing it'll go to Nelson, who had cut through. Nelson looks to the post, throws it away, is coming in to make the interception as Blaine Stewart. Warriors with their first turnover of the game, and that only took about 30 seconds. Now it's Blaine Stewart on the dribble, off to Corso. Corso going to give it back to Blake McGill. McGill over on the left wing. He has his pass blocked, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll remain Purple Panther ball. John Corso will inbound over in the corner on the baseline. Cutting to the ball is Blaine Stewart, but the pass is going to be deflected and go right out of bounds, and we'll do it again. A long, lanky Calhoun Warrior team indeed. Corey Nelson at 6'7", Ben Eberlin at 6'8". So there's twin towers inside. The Purple Panthers will go to the perimeter, and Blaine Stewart will attempt the three from the right wing. It won't go. Back come the Warriors. Pick up the dribble, give it off to Ben Eberlin. Eberlin dishes it off to Clark. Clark now into the corner to Brody Castleton. Castleton passes it off. Nope, he tried to pass it off. It wasn't there. Druggy's pivot foot. Two turnovers on the Warriors. Barely a minute into the game. Still scoreless as Blaine Stewart brings the ball across midcourt. He'll get over to the right side, wants to go down the lane, kicks it off to Niehaus. Austin Niehaus to Corso for three. Off the iron, will not go. Eberlin comes up with a rebound, and back go the Warriors. Minute and a half in to this one. Rather slow moving game. The Warriors taking the time, setting the offense up. Into the corner, it'll go to Nelson. Now back up top, it comes to Zirkelback. He tries to lead lob to the basket right over the edge of the rim. It's an easy lay-in for Corey Nelson. So Nelson gets our first 2 points of the game, and the Warriors take a 2-0 lead. 6:15 to go, first quarter. Stewart on the dribble to the left corner. Off to Niehaus he goes. Niehaus reverses his dribble back to Stewart for three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Stewart from well beyond the three-point arc over on the left side. Makes it 3-2 in favor of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Litchfield 5-5 on the season as Kobe Clark with the ball swings it over on the wing to Corey Nelson. Nelson picks the ball up, hook pass reverse to Stone Zirkelback. Stone, interesting first name. Back it goes to the big guy inside, shot off the iron by Ben Eberlin. Bat rattles around but won't go down, and the Purple Panthers come away with a rebound, leading 3-2 as we hit the 5:30 mark. Stewart again drives down the left side of the lane. Goes into Corso. Corso goes inside, kicks out to Niehaus. From the free throw line, it's up and good by Austin Niehaus. Corso drew the big guys in close to the basket, then kicked it back out to Niehaus, who deposited it from about 14. 5-2 in favor of Litchfield as the Warriors will bring the ball back down and take it over on the left wing. It's Nelson with the ball. Looking. Now the lefty says, why not try it? He does. Corey Nelson with a nice little J from about 14 feet over on the left side. He has four, and it's a 5-4 game. Litchfield with a one-point lead and the ball. Stewart on the dribble, goes between the circles, now to the right side. He'll dish it off to McGill for three. Up high and over the backboard. It'll go out of bounds and belong to Calhoun. Caden Ballman will replace Ben Eberlin in the Calhoun lineup. Ballman, a 6'4 junior. So they take height out, they bring height in. Tall timber in Calhoun, that's for sure. Clark with the ball, swings it back out as they'll reverse it and get the ball over to the other side to Nelson. Nelson thought about shot, instead he'll pass off to the elbow, shots up and off the rim, and here comes Anthony Boston with a big rebound for LHS. As we approach the halfway mark of quarter number one, Litchfield with a one-point lead and the ball. Stewart kicks it over to Corso on the right side. Corso going to go back up top to Stewart. Stewart going to drive the left side of the lane. In with the tall guys off the glass. No good. Fighting for the rebound. There's the big boy, and I mean the big boy wearing purple. Anthony Boston draws the crowd's applause as he picked up a big rebound and the putback. And with that, Calhoun says, let's take a timeout. 3:59 to go. Litchfield 7-4 lead. Back after this one message on WSMI. Anthony Boston surprised quite a few people as he went in amongst the tall timber, picked off that offensive rebound in the putback for his first two points of the game. Makes it 7-4 Litchfield. Calhoun with the ball will kick it over on the wing to Zirkelback. Back up top to Clark. Clark will dribble down the right side and give off to Ballman. Caden going to dribble, and then he'll hop and stop. Dish it out to Zirkelback for three. Bottom of the net. Stone Zirkelback. From the head of the key, his three ties us up at 7-7. One tray for each team. Stewart brings the ball down, gives it off to Niehaus. Gets it back. Stewart from the corner for three. This one won't go. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be Kobe Clark coming away for CHS. The Calhoun Warriors cross the Illinois River and come over through Jersey County to Macoupin County to take part in the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Missed shot is rebounded by the Warriors. Now they'll try to go inside. It's going to be deflected and stolen by the Purple Panthers. Three turnovers here in the early going on Calhoun. Now another turnover is a nice poke check there by Nelson. He'll get the ball. He'll go for the dunk. He'll miss the dunk, but he'll go to the free throw line as Corso got him on the arm, headed to the basket. So that'll be turnover number one on the Purple Panthers. It will send to the free throw line Corey Nelson to shoot a pair. First one's up, off the iron, will not go. He'll get another one. As we're tied at seven, the lefty, two, three, dribbles, eyes it, tries it, buys it. Second one is good for Nelson, gives him 5 points, gives Calhoun an 8-7 lead. 8-7, Calhoun with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Stewart on the dribble, picks up a screen from Corso. Now dishes it back to Corso. He'll stop at the free throw line and then reverse back, give it to Niehaus. Niehaus going to swing it around to Stewart for three off the front iron, no good. Clark comes away with a rebound deep in the corner. He'll dish it off to Stone Zirkelback. And Stone will bring the ball down. He takes the ball inside to the big guy. Nelson goes to the hole, the lefty off the glass, no good. Fights for the rebound, slaps it off the glass. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Litchfield. I'm not sure Blake McGill was in agreement with that, but he doesn't offer much of an argument. As now Eberlin will return to the lineup, and Brody Castleton will get a break for the Warriors, who inbound in front of the stage over on the far side. And it goes to Nelson. Nelson with a lead pass has it deflected. It's a loose ball, and finally Lane Stewart comes up with it, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Turnover number four on CHS. Inside 2 minutes will go in the first quarter. McGill with the ball over in the corner. He'll go to Niehaus. He has the ball go off of his knee. It'll go out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Purple Panthers. So turnover number two on LHS gives the ball back to CHS with 109 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Calhoun with a 1-point lead. He'll walk the ball down the floor. It is Stone Zirkelback on the point, dishing it off to Kobe Clark in the corner. Now they'll go inside to Nelson. Everything goes through Nelson. The big lefty tries to dump pass off. Shots up and no good. Ben Eberlin tried a quick turnaround. His shot rolls off the rim, but he'll roll right on up to the free throw line as he was fouled on the play, and I believe Niehaus is going to get that one. Yes, that will be Austin Niehaus' first foul to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Is Ben Eberlin. First one's up, then the first one's good. Ben will get another one. Eberlin, of course, a name famous in Calhoun County as he makes his second free throw. Makes it 10-7. Calhoun with a 3-point lead. Stewart brings it down on a dribble as we head inside 90 seconds to the first quarter. Niehaus going to dribble over to the elbow, gives it off to Corso. Corso being guarded by Nelson, gets it off to Niehaus on the baseline, left side. Back to McGill for three. Rattles around, won't go down, coming away with a rebound is Caden Ballman. Ballman at 6'4", only average height for the Calhoun Warriors, as they'll bring it down as we approach the final minute of the first quarter. Zirkelback will set things up as they'll bring Nelson over and overload in the corner. Now he'll drive baseline. He'll stop. He'll try to go inside. Pass is no good as it is intercepted, and the Purple Panthers come away with it. Corso does the trick here. He'll bring it down with 45 seconds to go. John thought about a shot. Instead, he'll pull up, give it off to Niehaus. Now it's back to Corso. Corso thought about a three as he spun around. He used both feet for pivot feet, and that turnover will be number three on LHS. So with 40 seconds to go, Calhoun leading 10-7. They'll get the ball back. Will they work for one final shot? Well, they'll set Corey Nelson up at the high post, and they'll put Brody Castleton down at the low post. It'll go in to Nelson. Nelson's going to swing it off on the corner to Bauman, and Caden Bauman's going to drain a little floater from about 12 feet over on the left side. His first 2 points makes it a 5-point lead for Calhoun. Boston with the ball. They'll try to go inside to Stewart. Stewart will spin around, reverse out. Inside 10 seconds we go, now to 5, as McGill has the ball. McGill is going to be fouled as he tried to go to the basket. They're going to say he was not in shooting mode, so with 3 seconds to go, foul is going to be called against Kobe Clark. That's the first foul of the night on Calhoun. And the Purple Panthers will inbound with 3 seconds to go. 3.4 showing on the clock. They'll inbound to Niehaus. He'll drive to the hole, off the glass, no good. Gets his rebound, can't get his shot back up. That's the way the first quarter ends, with Calhoun holding a 12-7 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll be back with quarter number two after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row. As we begin second quarter action here at the nightcap of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, day one, Litchfield trailing by 5 will get the ball first to start the quarter. Niehaus with a long three-pointer offline, wide left. Off the glass, it goes into the hands of the Calhoun Warriors. Stone Zirkelback will walk it up, as he now has Ben Eberlin setting on the high post. Down low is Corey Nelson, as the Purple Panthers working on a 2-3 defense. 3-point shot up and good, as Stone Zirkelback gets bottom of the net for the second time tonight. Give him 2 threes. He has 6. 15-10 is the lead for the Calhoun Warriors over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Drew Logan says, let's take a timeout. As he takes a break, we'll take a quick one too and be back after this one message on WSMI. Megan Cordy has been very busy working those dials back of the studio. I'm Gary Boker, having a good time up here on the back row of the bleachers. As the Purple Panthers get the ball following the timeout, they'll go to McGill. He'll go off the glass on a little runner on the right side. It will not go, but he's hacked in the act. So he'll go to the free throw line, as this foul will go against Caden Bauman. Bauman will pick up his first. And to the free throw line, Blake McGill to shoot 2. First one's off the iron, will not go. Blake, a 5'10 junior, will get another one. As the Purple Panthers, a minute into quarter number 2, trail by 8. Second one is up, and it's good. So he gets 1 out of 2 and cuts that deficit into 7, as it's 15-8 in favor of Calhoun. Got to be careful here. The defending champions from last year, they have a very tall outfit, and as we've seen already, some really good guards, and the big guys handle the ball well there, as Nelson with a nice pass to the inside. The putback by Ben Eberlin is good, but Nelson, the big guy, showing that he can not only shoot, but he can also pick up a good assist. 17-8, Calhoun with the lead. Litchfield with the ball. Corso going to drive down the left side. Now kick it off to Stewart. Stewart's going to pull back as he's being guarded there by Zirkelback. He'll go up top, give it off to McGill. McGill into the corner to Stewart. Good man-to-man defense by the Warriors, making it very difficult for the Purple Panthers to get inside the perimeter. Corso now tries to go right. Now goes left on the dribble, and he'll kick it off to McGill. McGill trying to dribble left. Now he'll come back up top, pick his dribble up, and give it off to Boston. All of the Purple Panthers finding the same problem. The door's closed. They can't get to the lane. Niehaus tries to force his way in. It goes off the iron. No good. And the Warriors come away with it. And that's the other thing the Purple Panthers are facing tonight. That's a one-and-done situation. Seldom are they getting offensive rebounds to put back. There is a short jumper by Eberlin, pulled off the glass by Niehaus, and back come the Purple Panthers. 17-8, they trail by 9. Purple Panthers this year have had problems getting points on the board, and they're having problems right now. As we have 5 minutes to go to halftime, a three-point attempt by Stewart, no good, fighting for the rebound. There's going to be a push-off there, and I believe that one is going to go against the Purple Panthers, Blake McGill. McGill's going to pick up his first. That will be the third team foul against Litchfield. And Calhoun will inbound at the 5:20 mark. They lead 17-8. And they'll bring the ball down the floor very slowly, very patiently. Set up Corey Nelson at the high post. Set up Brody Castleton at the low post. Now it is off to Zirkelback. Zirkelback into Nelson. Left-hand hook. Oh, difficult to stop that one as Corey Nelson did the Jabbar skyhook. Got the shot to drop. A sweet-looking left-hand hook shot there from about 12 feet for the big guy, and the lead goes up to 19-8. Now Niehaus kicks off over to McGill. McGill to Corso. Corso penetrates, goes into a double team, kicks it out to Stewart. Stewart being guarded there by Zirkelback, goes into the corner to Corso. Corso brings it back out top. As impressive as this offense is for Calhoun, their defense is just as impressive. And as I say that, Anthony Boston says, no problem, coach. I'll take it baseline left, put it up from about 6 feet. Nice short jumper there by Anthony Boston, who has 4 of the 10 points for the Purple Panthers, who trail 19-10 as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number 2. Colby Clark giving off top to Zirkelback. Now to Nelson, turns and pops from 12. It rattles around, won't go down, fighting for the rebound. Niehaus says, Corso, you can have it. John pulls it down and then brings it down on a dribble. Halfway through quarter number 2, Corso passes off on the wing to Stewart. Stewart drives from right to left, hits a defender, but back he goes on the kick out, gives it off to Blake McGill, who gets bottom of the net. Stewart got away with a bit of a bump there, and it worked out well because McGill was standing just outside the three-point line over on the right side. McGill has 4, and it's a 19-13 game as Litchfield is drawn back to within 6. Trying to hit Castleton in the corner. He has a short jumper, going to be fouled as he went up for the shot, as I believe they're going to get Corso on the arm. Corso will pick up his second foul. That will be the fourth team foul, and it'll be 2 free throws coming up for Brody Castleton, the 6'3 sophomore. First one comes up a little long, as he'll get another one. That caught back iron and kicked out. Caden Ballman back into the ball game as Mason Farrago, who was just in for a moment, steps out. Castleton with his second free throw. He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He'll buy it this time. First point of the game for the 6'3 sophomore, Brody Castleton. Makes it 20-13. It's a 7-point Calhoun lead. Stewart on the dribble. Almost had his pocket picked. Now he has to push to get a little bit of room. Tries to get it into Boston. Boston with a nice quick shot before the defender could get up, but he can't catch iron, and the Calhoun Warriors come away with the rebound. Calhoun decked out in their white uniforms with the red numerals, similar in style in many ways to the Cavaliers of Carlinville, the host team, who were defeated in the previous game 60-46 at the hands of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. 2:50 to go as the Toppers won the game in the previous game, and now it's the Purple Panthers seeing if they can turn the trick too, and things not going too well for Litchfield here in the early going as it's another turnover on a miscue. It was back to Calhoun to the head of the key to Zirkelback. He'll drive the lane, stop and pop. That's his first two-pointer, goes along with a couple of threes. Stone Zirkelback, the 6'2 senior, has 8. The lead is 9, 22-13. As we hit the 2:20 mark of the second quarter. Stewart brings it down on a dribble. Good defense there by Zirkelback. Fusett forces him to the left. Now as he tries to pass it, he wants to get it in to Cameron Crow just into the ballgame. Crow can't get a handle on it. It'll go out of bounds, turnover number 5 on LHS. We approach the two-minute mark, 22-13, Calhoun with a lead and the ball. Circle back, swings it over on the wing to Clark. Clark down in the corner. They'll go inside to the low post to Castleton. He'll bounce, pass it out front to Ballman. Ballman's shot off the iron, no good. Niehaus comes up with a big rebound there. As back come the Purple Panthers. Stewart on a drive down the left side, dishes it off to Crow. Crow to Niehaus. Niehaus going to go down the lane, off the glass, and good. Austin Niehaus with by far his best drive to the basket tonight. Gives him 4 points, makes it a 22-15 lead. 7-point deficit for the Purple Panthers, who have drawn within single digits once again. Nelson with the ball at the free throw line, kicks it over on the wing to Clark. Clark tries to go inside to Castleton. They'll reverse it back and go out top. Shots up and no good, and coming away with the rebound is Boston. We approach the final minute of the first half. Purple Panthers trailing by 7, 22-15. Stewart goes over to the right side to set the offense up this time. Gives it off to Blake McGill. McGill back to Stewart for three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Stewart with his second tray of the day. Three trays on the night for the Purple Panthers. They've drawn to within four with 40 seconds to go. 22-18. Clark with the ball. Kicks it up top to Ballman. Ballman back to Clark over on the wing. They'll reverse it back to Zirkelback. Now they'll go inside to Nelson. He'll go off the glass and in. The big lefty is unstoppable inside. 4.25, 9 in the game for Corey Nelson, the 6'7 junior. Makes it 24-18, down to 20 seconds we go. McGill with the ball over on the right wing. Brings it back up top to Niehaus. Niehaus going to swing it over to Stewart. Stewart going to drive into the lane, loses control. They're going to call a tripping foul on the Warriors with 10 seconds to go. They're going to call that one on Zirkelback. That will be his first. That will be the team's third. It was a common foul. So Blaine Stewart will be the trigger man under his own basket with 10 seconds to go. He'll bring it in to McGill, who cut across and was wide open. Good crossing maneuver there on the inbounds play as McGill gets the two, making it a 4-point game. Back the other way, Calhoun for the final shot. It won't go. The Zirkelback's going to go to the free throw line as McGill's going to get called for a blocking foul on a shot on the buzzer. So Blake McGill will pick up his second. To the free throw line will go Stone Zirkelback. Stone has 2 threes and 2, and he's going to shoot free throws all by himself out there. That doesn't bother him one bit as he hits the first free throw. Going to get a couple more as he was behind the three-point line. Second free throw is up, and it's good as well. So what looked like was going to be a 4-point deficit at halftime for the Purple Panthers has swelled to 6 and may go to 7. As Zirkelback is going to eye one more, he's going to try one more, he's going to buy one more. So his three consecutive free throws with time running out here in the first half gives the Calhoun Warriors a 27-20 lead over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the back row. Tim Mize alongside. We have watched the Calhoun Warriors, the defending champions in this, the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, open up a 27-20 lead here at halftime as they have returned to the floor. When they come up with a starting lineup that has 6'7", 6'3", 6'8", 6'4", and the tallest guy on your team is only 6'3", the Purple Panthers have had some problems handling the height, but yet they've done quite a good job. Had it not been for those three free throws at the end of the quarter, it would be a 4-point game, Tim.
And those types of buckets are just backbreakers. No matter how your season has gone, points at the end of the half always seem to carry momentum over to the start of the third quarter. And you're exactly right. For Litchfield, if they would have gone in down four, they would have had the momentum. They would have sprinted into the locker room. But as the case was with those three free throws, that just kind of – it just takes it out of you.
Takes the air right out of it, doesn't it? And as you said, a game which really they have battled quite well. They've hit a few threes. They've hit three. Calhoun has countered with two. So that pretty much negates itself. But I think that the one thing that we notice, this Calhoun defense is not letting the Purple Panthers get inside. In the first half, the Purple Panthers have shot only two free throws, and if you're going to be successful, you have to play in the paint.
You really do, but when you're so undersized as they are, you know, sometimes it's like running the ball in football. It doesn't matter the yards you get. It's the attempts to kind of establish it. But in basketball, if you're getting swallowed up by the trees, at some point you got to say, maybe we should just try something else.
In other words, if we don't fire from long range and hit, we're going to be in trouble tonight. And yet, Anthony Boston has made a couple of good moves and has gotten a couple of good baskets in there, and they're going to be needing more points from the big boy. He has four, leading the way, Blaine Stewart with those two threes. That was big. Blake McGill had a three and a two and a one. That was big as well. But they're going to have to get more point production. And, of course, for the Purple Panthers, all season long, it's been a problem getting the ball in the basket consistently.
Well, they, you know, without the services of Brady Bishop for basically the entire year, that's a big loss. I mean, he was a lot of your returning scoring from a year ago. And we saw last year, he can score. He can put the biscuit in the basket. And to not have his services all year, it messes you up. You know, you plan all summer, you work all summer, and then, boom, he's not there at the start of the year.
Well, this is the final game of the day. Could you take us through the scores thus far today?
Well, the boys' game's completed so far. Staunton beat Bunker Hill 39-14. That's the fewest points ever allowed in a holiday tournament game here at Carthageville. Gillespie beat Wood River 67-62. Anthony Cavagna notched his 1,000th career point. And Hillsboro beat Carthageville 60-46. On the girls' side, Gillespie took care of Bunker Hill 55-13. Greenfield Northwestern over South County 35-29. Litchfield beat Nokomis 49-30. And Carthageville beat Staunton 53-29, and we have just one half left of day number one.
And, of course, that Gillespie-East Alton-Wood River game, perhaps the most competitive game, as those two teams, they were really grinding it out all day long.
That was a good ball game.
Yes.
Good ball game.
So and now we're headed to third quarter action. Calhoun with a seven-point lead. They'll get the ball first as they're heading from right to left as we look down on the action. It'll go over on the wing to Castleton. Castleton gets it back to the left side. Now to the middle it'll go. Posting up is Ben Eberlin, and he'll drop one down from the elbow on the left side. Eberlin with 6 points makes it a 29-20 count. Calhoun with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Sturt up top over in front of the stage. He's being guarded over there by Zirkelback. Good one-on-one competition there between those two. And as you said, when Brady Bishop can get back to the Purple Panther lineup, that's going to be a big shot in the arm for them. And hopefully he's going to try to make it back by that Litchfield tournament. Told him to be safe and be sorry. You got to make sure you take care of the long-range plan there, young man. Corso takes care of a long-range shot, but it was too long, too strong. Eberlin comes up with a rebound. Back the other way comes Colby Clark. Clark over on the wing goes to Zirkelback. Circle back inside to Eberlin. Eberlin going to go to Nelson. Nelson's going to drive baseline and kick out in the corner for Circle back, fighting for the rebound. Foul going to go against Brody Castleton. Castleton going to be caught on the reach over. That'll be Brody's first. And the Purple Panthers trailing by nine. They will inbound the ball and bring it across midcourt, going from left to right as we head in to the third quarter. Minute and a half in. Over on the wing it goes to Blaine Stewart. Stewart gives off to McGill. He dribbles right in to a block and a steal as Litchfield picks up their sixth turnover, as that was a thank you very much for Stone Zirkelback as he simply took it away and headed the other way. Now over on the wing it goes to Colby Clark. Clark in the corner dishes it off to Eberlin. Eberlin's going to spin and move to the basket. Going to be a holding foul called before the shot. And so Calhoun will inbound the ball. Even though the shot went in, they're going to say that Boston got him first. So Anthony will pick up foul number one. Inbounds pass comes in to Castleton. He'll fire from three-point land. It won't go. Boston comes up with a rebound. Boston gives off to Stewart. Stewart brings the ball down. Into the lane he goes. Shots up and partially blocked, going to be pulled down there by Ben Eberlin. Stewart went in with a tall timber, had that shot not rejected, but it was altered, shall we say. And the Warriors come away with it. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Over on the wing, it'll go to Clark. Clark gives it up to Nelson, who goes inside to Eberlin. He'll stop and pop from 10, and it's good. Eberlin with that nice little finger roll has 8 points. And don't look now, but it's a 31-20, 11-point bulge for the Calhoun Warriors. Stewart brings it down on the dribble, gives it off to Corso. The lefty tries the three off the glass, no good. Up top it goes to Stewart. Stewart going to go inside, and he's going to be called for traveling, trying to dish the pass inside. Litchfield with their seventh turnover, as Eberlin is going to have a seat, and Ballman will enter the Calhoun lineup. It will be Zirkelback bringing the ball across midcourt. He'll look over on one wing and find Colby Clark. Clark going to drive to the elbow, kick it, and shots up and good. I thought he was going to pass it off. He faked everybody out and said, hey, I'll go ahead and take that shot. His shot is good. That makes it 33-20, a 13-point lead for the Calhoun Warriors. 5:03 to go in the third quarter. Timeout as they take a break. We will too. You're listening to WSMI. As the horn sounded to end the first half, the Purple Panthers trailed by only four. However, three free throws at the end of the quarter and nine unanswered points make it a 12-point deficit. However, a three-point shot up and good by John Corso has drawn the Purple Panthers back to within 33-23. Back the other way, a traveling call going to be made against the Warriors. It was, as we said, a 7-point deficit at halftime, and then six unanswered points in the third quarter made it 13-point deficit, 33-20. The three-pointer by Carso made it 33-23. The turnover by the Warriors gives the ball back to Litchfield. Niehaus between the circles gives it off to Stewart. He'll drive baseline left. Little running one-hander will not go. Rebound comes down to Colby Clark. As we hit the halfway mark of quarter number three, it's 33-23, a 10-point lead for the Warriors, who get the ball to Nelson. Nelson stops, kicks it out in the wing to Zirkelback, who will fire a three. Bottom of the net. Third tray of the day for Zirkelback gives him 14 points, makes it 36-23, 13-point lead for the Warriors once again. Now it's a takeaway as an errant pass is stolen by the Warriors. They'll go the other way, and it will be Zirkelback who gets the steal and gets the two at the other end. Give him five in the quarter. Give him 16 points for the game. Make it 38-23, a 15-point lead for Calhoun. To Boston at the elbow, to Niehaus in the corner. Baseline jumper's up, and it's good. Niehaus with a nice shot there. Give him six. Give Boston a good assist on the play. Draws the Purple Panthers to within 13 as we hit the three-minute mark of the third quarter. Zirkelback on the drive to the free throw line, wanted to go inside. His pass is deflected and stolen. Turnover number six on CHS. Purple Panthers will come back at the 2:50 mark, take it over on the wing to McGill. McGill on the right side goes back up top to Stewart. He'll stop and pop from 15. It won't go, but he's going to go to the free throw line. Foul going to be called against Zirkelback. That will be his second. To the free throw line will go Blaine Stewart to shoot two. Blaine's setting on 6 points. He's going to eye that first one after a dribble. Now he'll try that first one. He can't buy it as it kicks off iron. He'll get another one. Corso's going to have a seat as Chase Hires will replace him in the lineup. Ballman's going to have a seat as Castleton will come back in. And Blaine Stewart gets ready for that second free throw. Off the back iron, no good, but Niehaus comes up with a rebound. Back to McGill for three. Too long, too strong, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Colby Clark who comes away with it. 38-25, it's a 13-point lead. They want to go inside to Eberlin. His shot's up, no good, off the glass. He'll try it again, nope. Give it off to Castleton. As Castleton was in trouble underneath, Coach Ryan Grainer decides he'll take a timeout. 2:27 to go, third quarter. Calhoun 38, Litchfield 25. Back after this one message on WSMI. Megan Cordy been doing an outstanding job back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row doing the best I can. That's all I can do. As following the timeout, Calhoun will inbound under their own basket. It will be Castleton getting the ball in. They'll go inside to Eberlin. He'll turn square, shoot. It won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Anthony Boston, and away go the Purple Panthers. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Over on the right wing to McGill. Back up top, it goes to Boston. Boston now to Stewart. Stewart looking to see if he can drive. He cannot. Now he stops. Ooh, looked like he may have twisted his ankle a little bit, but he stops and twists it a little bit and says, I'm good. Fire three. Yes! Round and round, hits the glass, comes back and spins around again, then finally goes down. A picturesque three, to say the least. Third tray of the day for Blaine Stewart, and he now has 9 points. The deficit is back to 10, as back the other way, shot is up and good by Colby Clark. His second bucket of the quarter gives him 4 points on the night, makes it 40-28 as we have 90 seconds to go in quarter number three. Stewart to the circle, head of the key, fires three, bottom of the net. Feed the beast. He's hot. Got the hot hand. This one right at the head of the key, straight ahead. Now a steal, and back the other way go the Purple Panthers. Turnover number 7 on CHS. Calhoun with the turnover, Litchfield with the ball. Down in the corner, it goes to Hires. Now back the other side to Stewart. He'll stop and pop from 15. It won't go. Nelson comes up with the rebound. Nelson, a very lanky 6'7 junior. Long pass. He skips it all the way across to the other corner of the floor. And over there is Zirkelback, who picks up the pass and takes the dribble. Picks up his dribble, gives off to Castleton. Off the iron, no good. But there is Ben Eberlin with the putback. Eberlin, who's had 6 points in the quarter, 10 points in the game now. He's in double figures along with Zirkelback, as it is a 42-31 lead for Calhoun. We head to the final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Stewart, who's had the hot hand, has the ball being closely guarded over there by Zirkelback. He'll try to pull back, gives it off to Boston. Boston's going to skip to McGill. McGill goes back up top to Hires. Hires drives, kicks it over to Stewart. Stewart drives to the elbow and then passes it off. Has the pocket pick. As turnover number 9 goes against the Purple Panthers, and now the other end, I believe Hire is going to get called on the push, on the shot, with eight tenths of a second to go. It will indeed go against Hires, and for the second quarter in a row, in the final second or less, a foul on the Purple Panthers will put Calhoun to the free throw line. They lead 42-31 to shoot. The two shots will be Stone Zirkelbach. He hit those three at the end of the second quarter. See if he can hit a couple more at the end of the third quarter. This one rattles around, finally goes down. Zirkelbach with 6 in the quarter and 17 for the game. 6'2 senior. Will eye a second one. He'll try a second one. He'll buy a second one. Perfect 5 for 5 from the free throw line at the end of the last two quarters. Ball comes inbound. Litchfield will not even get a shot off. And after three quarters of play here at Carlinville High School, it is Calhoun 44, Litchfield 31. Back with the fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Fourth quarter action underway, as the Purple Panthers will get the ball trailing by 13. It's 44-31 as it'll be Hires with a little running one-hander. Chase Hires with his first 2 points of the game. Nice running one-hander as he came across the lane, and that makes it 44-33. Purple Panthers within 11. Now Nelson has the ball go off his foot. Will the referees see it? Yes, they did. I wasn't sure because it happened so quickly. Got the call right. Turnover number 8 on the Warriors. Ball goes out in the hallway. Stewart will have to retrieve that. When he comes back in, he'll clean off the bottom of his feet. Mr. Schwartz will make sure that the ball is clean as well. It'll be inbounded to Niehaus, who'll give it back to Stewart. And Stewart will bring it across with 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. To Niehaus. Dishes it off to Hires. Hires to Boston. Boston kicks it out to Niehaus. Thought about a three. Had Nelson on him. Decided not. Instead, he'll go off to Stewart. Stewart going to kick it down to Niehaus on the baseline. He'll bring it up on a dribble. Give it to him. There's going to be a foul call there as McGill was coming on the dribble. And it looked like a reach-around foul going to be called against Kobe Clark. Clark's going to pick up his second. It'll be a common non-shooting foul, and so with 7:04 to go, Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. It comes into McGill, back to Sturt. Long three. Oh, this one rattles around, kicks out. Good job there by Boston as he was able to tip that one out. Niehaus picked it off. Niehaus has the ball now at the head of the key. He'll fire from the free throw line. It won't go. Kobe Clark comes up with the rebound. And now Calhoun leading by 11. They're going to be very patient with the ball on offense. Purple Panthers have extended that defense, trying to be a little bit more pressure-oriented. And now as the drive goes to the basket by Caden Bauman, Anthony Boston, give him a little nudge. And after he went down, Anthony goes over to help him up. Good show of sportsmanship. To the free throw line, two free throws coming for the Calhoun Warriors. As the shot will be up, and it will be good by Caden Bauman, who'll pick up his first free throw of the night, third point of the night. Now he has four as he goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. So Bauman, the 6'4 junior, has four, and the Calhoun Warriors have a 46-33 lead. Stewart to McGill, McGill back to Stewart, over on the left side, and it'll go to Boston, facing a triple team. He'll kick it out to Niehaus. Niehaus drives the left side, gives off to Sturt for three. Hits the side of the backboard, but there's Niehaus to come up with a big rebound. Purple Panthers maintain possession. Over on the left side, it's Sturt, free throw line extended. He'll kick it back out to Hires, he'll fire a three. It comes up a little short. Coming away with the rebound is Kobe Clark. Clark, a 6'2 junior, gets more than his share of rebounds, shall we say. Nelson has the ball at the free throw line. He's going to drive into the lane, spins left, then right. Oh, nice dish off. And the shot is up and good by Bauman. Give Bauman the easy 2 points. Give Nelson a nice double spin, then the dish to the basket. He gets the assist. 48-33. Purple Panthers trying to force it inside. First time they get it back, second time they don't. 10th turnover of the night on LHS. Gives the ball back to Calhoun. The Warriors leading 48-33. They'll go down to Bauman in the corner. Bauman with a nice baseline pass across to Mason Farrago just into the game. He'll dish it off, and little running one-handers up and good by Colby Clark. Don't look now, but Clark has put together 6 points here in the second half, and it's 50-33, a 17-point bulge for the Calhoun Warriors. Hires with the ball, free throw line extended right side. Gives it off to Boston up top. Now to Sturt for a long three. Rattles around, won't go down. Fighting for the rebound, Hires going after it. It goes to the floor, and he comes up with it. Back the other way, Sturt. He's going to drive to the hole. Stop and pop. His shot's going to be blocked by Nelson. Nelson, as we said, 6'7", and he can sky with those long arms. He gets the block. The Purple Panthers back on defense as Nelson goes into the lane, and Hires going to get him on a reach in. It was a bit of a mismatch size-wise, but Hires was not going to be denied his opportunity to defend. He'll pick up his second foul. And now Cameron Crow will come into the lineup as Boston will have a seat. And Hires will have a seat as well as Corso returns to the lineup. Shots up from the left side, no good. Stewart comes up with the rebound. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. 50-33. Calhoun has this one well in hand. However, a nice three as Blake McGill gets bottom of the net for the second time tonight. He has 2 threes and 9 points on the night. Makes it 50-36, a 14-point deficit for the Purple Panthers. Back the other way, Nelson is triple team. Going to be a reach-in foul called against the Purple Panthers. Take your pick. I believe they're going to get Niehaus. Austin will pick up his second. Hires has two, McGill has two, Corso has two, Niehaus has two, and Boston has two. Everybody has two fouls, except Stewart. Inside they'll go, shots up off the iron, no good. Beat rebound and putback is, as there was Brody Castleton, who simply went to the basket, kissed it off the front iron. As it came back, he put it right back up, got his first bucket to go along with one free throw. He has three, and it's 52-36. 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Sturt between the circles, dribbles to the right sides, off to Corso. Corso's going to go to the lane, and then he'll kick it back out top to McGill. McGill lost control of the ball. He's not sure whether he can dribble or not, so he'll give it off to Sturt. Sturt will bring it back on the dribble to the free throw line, tries to go down the left side of the lane. That's not there, so he'll dish off to Crow. Crow goes back up top to Sturt. Sturt's shot is short, coming away with the rebound and circle back. He wants to go coast to coast. He has the shot blocked away, and they're going to say, yes, it will make Calhoun ball. good defense by the Purple Panthers there, getting back to deflect that out of bounds. But with 3:19 to go and a 16-point lead, the Warriors have the ball under their own basket. They'll bring it in to Nelson. He'll spin off the glass and good. The lefty got the ball on the left side, and he picks up his 11th point of the night. That's his first of the second half. But it's 54-36, an 18-point lead for Calhoun. Corso with a long three, bottom of the net. John Corso with his second tray of the day gives him 6 points, makes it 54-39. Purple Panthers not going away without a fight. If they can drain a few threes and get a few more takeaways, here they get a stop. And we'll go back the other way. Will we go? Shots up and no good. Going back the other way. Tim. Shot is missed and Calhoun has the ball. Going the other way. Nelson with the ball. Dishes off to Castleton. Castleton's shot is up and it's good. So Castleton's shot makes it 56-39. And with 2:19 to go, Litchfield now trailing by 17. Off it goes on the wing to Stewart. Now back off to McGill for three. It won't go, but they're coming up with the rebound is Corso. Corso's long three, no good. Niehaus with a putback will not go. Fighting for the rebound, Stewart. He saved it, but right into the hands of the Calhoun Warriors, who they will take the ball. Inside the two-minute mark we go. Calhoun says, we're up 56-39. Let's hold on to it and play a little keep away. Now to Nelson, who dishes off to Castleton, who takes it to the basket. Castleton with an easy two. Nelson with an easy assist. His seventh point of the game, Brody Castleton. And with 95 seconds to go, 58-39 is the score. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. As they take a timeout, we'll take a timeout too. You're listening to WSMI.
Battery was getting low.
Oh, I heard beep, beep, beep. Now, the what in the world?
But we're still good. Yeah, batteries is down low. We'll make it. We'll be fine.
But we were still on.
Yeah.
So they heard me holler, Tim.
Yeah, that's all right.
They've heard worse. They've heard worse.
I could have said, hey, you. We'll take it after this. Hang in there, Megan. You got senior citizen working. Following the timeout, we're back to live action. Looks like Calhoun putting in a few extra guys. Joe Stein's in there. And also in there is Zach Quiller. He'll go inside. And I think the foul occurred before the shot went up, as they're going to call this foul on Cameron Crow. On Crow, that will be the first, as Calhoun will inbound, and they'll get it into the corner to Mason Farrago. Farrago going to get the ball off to Quiller. Going to be a traveling call against Calhoun. It'll be their ninth turnover. And back the other way, Emiliano McGill brings the ball down. He's in there with Emilio McGill, as well as Cameron Crow, who has the ball right now. Crow's going to kick it over on the wing to McGill. Shots up a little short. Coming away with the rebound is Chase Hires. Back the other way, they're going to fire it up, and this time it's Cameron Crow, who hits from about 10 feet over on the right side. Crow, with his first 2 points, the 6-foot sophomore, is on the board. 58-41 is a 17-point deficit for the Purple Panthers. Ooh, a little fancy dribbling there by Zach Quiller, and then he loses the ball. However, the Warriors get the ball back. So turnover begets turnover. Back the other way they will go. Shots up and good by D.J. Lorton. Lorton, the 5'10 junior, gets his first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 60-41. We head to the final 5 seconds. Long shots up. No good off the iron. Putback is up. Rattles around. It will go down and give that bucket to Jordan Harris, as Harris will pick up the final points of the game, and our final score will be 60-43. The Calhoun Warriors victorious over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll take a break and be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.